if I was to ever go outside of the Somali culture, like, and marry someone different, the day I see, like, a Somali girl, like, you don't even just normal ones, it's like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that feeling will never go, like you said, because it's the preference, Gaga. Do you know what I'm saying? Imagine I do mid tide loss or though. You're going to be like, shit. Tell them, Maleta is high satan.
I believe Africa's a big place.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
Yeah.
Mm.
No,
100%.
100%.
Culture, everything, I like the way it is.
Clean, nadafada, everything. Yeah.
You're right. Things are easier in terms of family. We'll understand each other and everything. But you need to remember everything comes down to deen.
Mm.
As long as the family's Muslims, you're both Muslim families.
Mm.
So you can sort it out.
Yeah,
you can sort it out.
Yeah.
You get me?
Oh, for real.
I would, know Somalis were married to Polish.
What do you think? Did you stick to your roots? Or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, I'm married to a Somali.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I don't mind people, you get me? They can mix it.
Mm.
It'd be good to have different mixes anyway. I've seen many different types of Somalis, like halves. Like a half don't Japanese, half Chinese, half whatever.
No one is more beautiful. Let's be honest, mixed race kids are beautiful. Today, I have a 2-year-old daughter. Alhamdulillah, she's beautiful.
Mashallah.
Somali fully, she's beautiful. Alhamdulillah, where I'm coming from. I don't care.
Mm.
I don't care. It's just my preference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get me?
The straight Somali. Yeah, yeah. That's the good thing as well.
Mm.
You don't have anything to confuse you.
Nothing. No,
for real.
You get me? In the future, the one that can have, and your child goes to an ajnabi family, it's no problem. My kid could be turning out more Arab or Asian than they are Somali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money with me.
That's what I say. Yeah, yeah.
His name was Somalis. His name is still going to speak to me Somali later. You get me? Something
that makes
me, because
my child's
not here. She's in
Denmark.
Okay. She speaks Danish. My ex-wife is from Denmark.
Oh, okay.
So, but my child's there. Okay. She's there. Alhamdulillah, communication was and everything. When I speak to my child, she's over there. Like, Somali.
Danish,
yeah. She speaks Danish. She speaks English. She speaks Somali. But what? How difficult would it have been if Inantu was Danish and she wasn't Somali? I didn't marry a Somali Danish.
Gone.
It would have been gone.
Yeah.
To my child gone. On the video,
yeah.
I won't even call him Abba. She'll call me something else.
Yeah.
Whatever they call her.
Baba.
She would be fully Scandinavian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But today, the child being Somali, in Taswi Soali. You get where I'm coming from?
Imagine Sigur stated. And what the Kaluguran? Maybe so at least.
That would have been gone.
So finished. Literally, fam. That's my mum used to say that to me. Like, if you, because I used to be like, oh, wait, when I was young, I used to have this, like, thing with, you know, like Malaysian, Filipinos. Like, oh, you know what that was? But them days there was no Facebook and social media.
My mum has never said to me no. She's just said one word if I ever ask her this question, and I just know it's peak. SubhanAllah. Whoa.
Yeah.
She said SubhanAllah.
The older generation wouldn't like that at all. Like, just getting that mix or just 100. Another country in the family.
They wouldn't.
Nah, never.
It's not. But do you know what it is, guys?
Mm.
It's just our mentality. It's because we're westernized. Back home, no one would ever look twice and it was not Somali.
We're more open minded. That's the thing.
But you need to remember our culture's messed up already. People were halal dili over Qabil. Do you think you're going to have an easy time? Kenis is a whole other race. You're Somali, Qabil cannot go good either. You don't have whatever you have.
That's so true.
So, do you think imagine it's going to be easy to
and they'll find out about your family
without even knowing? Oh my God.
It happened to me.
Where was she from? She was from over there,
but you know, it's obviously Hoya.
I think the boys' family always look.
Yeah, it's Hoya and everything. Obviously, they had kind of. When it comes to the boys' side, when it comes to the girls, Warer La Karani is enough.
Yeah.
But the girl,
yeah.
The guy in La Sabara,
yeah.
Yeah. And she spoke to me. She literally, mashallah, it was a good, like, well, it was so bad, like, there was nothing bad said about you. That's not even the point. I'm thinking to myself, you know that warqat?
Yeah.
He touched a child. Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, like, what were you guys expecting?
My whole family were so shaky. And I'm like, man,
I didn't even know
you get me. That's a madness.
It's mad. But that's what I like about Somalis. We have things that other people don't have.
Yeah, for real. Like, they would just be like.
And wallahi, what if I tell you, you can say to your mom, Manta Hoyo, you break it down, you say her surname. This from the surname in the Kabil, they know the whole family. How does that make sense?
Oh, they've got a nickname, and then once they get that nickname, of that family.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, how? Me? I met you guys today. That later on, there's somebody I know.
That knows you, yeah. It's 100%. 100%.
There is someone I know for you already. Somali.
Well, like, what's going on?
No, no, there's someone that knows you through my.
But it's exactly like that. Can't escape it. And that's what I like about Hotta Somali.
That's one of the beautiful traits. Like some guy was telling me one time, who tahribed, he got it from Yemen to Saudi, something like that. I can't remember. And then chidda gaade idna kama garanay magaalada, he just said waxa lagu yiri qolama tahay qof qolada salugi ki qolada ku chilib ka wada tahay chilib ki qof ka salugi ina aya tahay markii dambe waxa la soo helay ba qaar de waxay soo yihiin jinaam seen saasun bal isku keenay tag tag hada niki markii dambe la xiri shaqo ko helay like he get a hamel with that cuz sar gurigoodi bu saaxday jinaam seen
you know isma kun tagana yidina waxa lagu yiri you ever get lost? Said yeah. Qabil kashik. I'll have to learn my Qabil. Second after that, just them three.
Just those three. Hatta the three.
Qala ma tahay hiya. Qala asma haka tahay. Ma habal hay. Marka hebel ma haka tahay. Before you know, you are at this house.
Literally. Literally. It's like you don't need ID card. You don't even need an ID card.
They don't even have. It's literally a Qabil Facebook, like, you know, the phone book, the phone book, Yao.
Yeah. Version. Yellow Pages phone.
I've got a clip for you lot, yeah? We'll watch this and then we'll go into it after. I'll let you lot watch it. I think you lot, if you lot watched it.
Guur ka maanta idinka dumiyay idinka burburiyay waxaan noqotay interest group dumarka maanta shan bay la socdaan nimay ka
fiiriya
nimay mari u fiiriya nimay gaadigu wada u qaada ma garatay
marka ma waxa shan taabay la kala socota
shan taas
wallahi
warunti
ben
musheegan
wallahi
people were going at it in them comments but what I wanted to go off was when he was saying fight like a girl will have five guys on her line and no one will say like, oh, that's a madness, or because she's got one guy that's getting her food, one guy taking
her. They know women know how to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Men don't know
men don't know how to do it, fam. They'll get but caught.
I was saying we would get frowned upon if we had five different
100%
because
no,
women
straight away fuck boy my
yeah,
woman
exactly.
Yeah.
But she can't fuck be a hope yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You what about the beginning bit? What do you think about the beginning bit? He said.
The beginning bit as well, when he said you're like the girl's got Dumar
Kamanta.
Yeah, yeah, no. When
he said Dumar Kamanta, well, like, wasn't I talking about that on a fucking
yeah,
because it will never happen back home.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Trust
with Dumar Kamanta, we Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
it's just their morals and
it's
ethics.
It's just the morals and ethics, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's different.
It's much different.
Like, he said, it's all like what she wants, what her friends got, or what her people perceive her.
No, no, but she wouldn't even want. No, no, she wouldn't even want her friends. Her friends will come to her
and just
project
what they should, what she should have.
To you, exactly. As a female, not even as a guy, well, like as a female. When guys come around your house, it doesn't tend to mess up your marriage.
Yeah.
The girl's normally in another room.
And guys will
the
never.
Guys will just PlayStation, quick little munch. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, guys, she'll cook for you. You do and your then thing. Buy we can't.
Yeah.
You guys will sit there with a full-on bitching session. Mm. Okay. Not even know you guys are bitching amongst each other. Then they leave about them. They leave your yard.
Don't the Marco.
You.
Yeah.
You see the sharab? And she's like, Mark, she gave us the as the value shit.
Yeah. I don't even like that one.
I'll cast for like a blob. Before you know it, what is
it? My little boy, I keep the time.
Yeah.
I stand all the time.
I only go to Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I only go
to Sainsbury's. Guess what? I don't go to Sainsbury's.
I go to Aldi.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to say to you. You know what it is? You will not please everyone.
Mm.
And in a marriage, I think that's what it's turned into, where people feel like I need to please everyone.
Yes.
You get me?
I feel like my main point of that video was married females should be around married females.
100%.
They shouldn't be around single 100%. Girls, because single girls will tell that married girl what they would want if they were married.
I wouldn't even agree with that, wallahi.
I would say have no friends, bro.
There you go.
I swear.
Have no friends.
I don't.
Gonna be,
do you know what I'm saying?
Have friends that you know you've been tight with for time. Like, you know, that's a friend. Like,
yes.
No, but them ones would even switch up.
Not even that, like an egg. Because a married woman can easily come today, attract to you and say, be like, I'm having problems with my husband. He's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing that. Then she could easily just look at it. Or even for married women saying to her, oh, my husband, mashallah, he took me here. Mm. She's going to go back to her husband saying, oh, you know, his husband took her there.
Yeah, that's true.
You get me? It's just little things. She might be a good girl at heart, but it's just, there's always something.
Thing is, they're always going to have, you know, friends is going to be too hard for women. So what I suggest to all the guys out there that are married or in a, you know, deep relationship, try your best to be your wife's friend. You get it, fam? Do you know what I'm saying? Because you're doing your thing, bored, don't I? Of course, she's going to want to make phone calls, chill out. You get it?
When I marry my next wife or whoever I marry next, she's coming with an army of seven.
Seven dwarves.
I used to speak to him because my ex-wife, I knew all her friends. You get me? I knew all her friends.
As in, were you on the same group?
Same group.
Okay.
So what number come at you now?
Okay.
From that, they were over there?
Over there.
Okay. He was out there. He was a dangerous guy.
You will never find a girl.
You
will always be equal. A girl will say to you, I don't fuck with her no more. But her fuck group is still five people.
Yeah.
How about they still managed to be five in there?
Trust me.
Inani sahib kamahardo. You need to know that now.
Yeah, kamahardo.
Okay? Girl sahib kamahardo. So you need to understand a girl that you married today, I would even say to get to know her friends, just know which one that you need to be careful for.
If
you say takahad, it's what's going to cause you problems.
No, it's going to it's gonna attract her more. You know? It's like forbidden fruit is always the sweetest.
That friend will eventually fuck up.
That's true.
You know why? If I don't say nothing, you eventually realize yourself. You'll realize yourself.
That's happened. That's what I'm saying.
You got to plant the seed. You got to tell her, but watch. Now she's already thinking, you know, the flower's growing. You got to plant the
seed. I think... Aloysio manipulates.
It's true. You have to be honest.
Wallah, yeah.
It's not even manipulating. It's just you have to make them realize. You may have to make them see the light.
Yeah.
It's not about planting the seed.
Yeah.
It's about... Oh, you alright, babe? Yeah, where you going? Oh, how can I take it? You going with her? Alright, say no more. Waka, like, it's the way you say it.
The way you
say it. Why are you speaking like that?
No goodbye.
You don't say nothing. You don't say nothing, nothing bad. How do I say that, but the name don't.
Yeah.
It'll come. In 3 months time, I don't fuck with her anymore. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened, babe?
Allah, for she was one of the real ones.
Markas Allah hamani haba nuna. Shahin, okay,
Shahin. I'm a big boy. I didn't say nothing.
Hey.
I tabber hana kashi ke thasi shayda amat so atiba
hey. Ah. Soma kuoran.
Yeah.
Ani kamar kudwi diisu.
Soma kuoran. Agha mer dega thasi. How are you? I say mer chow.
Yeah. Nah, that's real stuff.
It's different, wallah.
Fuck you, that fuck.
Oh my God.
Jeez, I've got a question. Yeah, Hassan.
Nah, just. Wallah, habla Somali. Wallah, bila tuwa. Qar la fahmi kareni. Qar na la fahmi at the same time. Waha dusku fahmi sardaqan kenni ya culture. Ina akala na wa on inan. Atta ni ma da waha kasan tuwa inan on.
Ah. No, for real.
It's mad. We're caught in the middle of the Somaliness and the Ajnabiness.
Yeah. Literally. You know, we've got it very hard. Us fish and chips people.
Yeah.
We've got it very hard, you know. Like you know, Hindi, the Madhuga, people that, you know, came in from, they're settled.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? They're settled people. They're settled. There may be a few that want a tahrib.
We're in that great area.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Man.
But we're in one place where we don't know where we're settled in. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Our kids might be settled in this country because they're, do you know what I'm saying? But even then, we're still planting, like, Imka, you remember I was saying plant a seed?
Yeah.
Our parents have planted seed on us years ago. What the kiva, you get it? Hagas good kids, hagas at kashi khaysan.
Me, I'm here to finesse.
So now,
I'm just in this country to finesse. Listen,
yeah.
I'm second year uni, I'll bang that out.
Mm.
When I bang that out, I take my degree, I'm going back home where whatever you guys are doing for me here, I'm going to do for them back there.
Mm.
Finesse you guys off what you got. I'll work as much as I can.
Mm.
خلاص ما بحكي
يعني
to be honest, they're finessing us right now. They're taking my tax. I don't want to have قال يا without you knowing.
لا انا اركن لا
انا 16k savings. No. احنا ما قرينا شيء. كنت انا انا هشيل بك ده هشيل بك هشيل انت احنا ما
توقعنا ابي الاكس برسبيت
no one is about to have شيل الحمد لله.
Yeah.
I got a dabshil account, you know that. Fresh open the app for me.
Wallahi,
you got a dabshil present.
Yeah.
You finessed them here. Korba hak bada halka bad kotorisa. You got 16k savings, now I'm broke. You go back home. Bakol kadi kun nawad hai sata. Chamaad nawad sawastai. Literally took that. You're going to, you're going to go back home. Wahal ayiku qaban lahid bahalka qaban
sata. And you'd be getting more money than you'd be getting here in like.
Electricity, being electricity back in Somalia, yeah. They'll give you a goodie, a house. Lack that on the Lucina. You're an electrician.
Oh, yeah. Omar, do they give those perks in Somalia?
Yeah. No way. I guess that they do.
No way. Wallah.
Are you mad? Wallah, how come I know you?
Wallah. Wallah.
Wallah.
You're priced out of, or the yards that you were going to buy here is going to take you about 20 years to buy anyway.
Like 25.
A year.
25.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And that's if you're paying what? A rack something a month?
In London, your London's out of the picture.
London's out of the picture. This you've got to go. There, you get it.
Yeah, you got to go just queer. Outside. Just
Midlands. I'm gonna keep saying. Or north, up north.
Okay, can you go 2 bedroom? Why you have a flipping 350?
Yeah, and that's where.
Dreaming. My mum literally a brand new house. Yeah, 4 bedroom house was straight in. He's about 13 years now. Yeah, fresh or safe, but it's here. To buy that house. 700 grand.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're 300,000 just from a mill.
That's okay. Yeah,
for a house that.
Yeah,
literally.
Oh, you're just wait.
Wait.
Finish our time at again, but the first thing the airlines.
Trust me.
Four houses. Could
yeah, you could buy. You had could list the hotel. Mal hotel, but list the
you can literally.
Yeah.
Good. We've got four houses back home.
Okay.
You just decide, you know how much a house goes for now? One house will go for like 50k. Back home now. At the disabled hotel. That same 50k you can spend to build a tower.
Land is the one.
Land is the one.
The best land place to buy land is Berbera, next to the port.
Yeah, it's there, fam. Literally.
That's now new. In the next 10, 15 years, that's going to be the spot.
100%.
That's going to be the
best now, man.
Yeah.
100%.
Bitcoins.
Crypto. Koran. Wow, lady, fucking Bitcoin went up to 60 bags.
Yeah.
Do you know? Oh, my God. It's the highest ever.
I remember when it was 60 bags. Change.
Bro, I remember when it was £200.
No, but it's still gonna go. It's still gonna go higher.
£200.
It's gonna go higher still.
Wallahi, it's mad. It's actually mad. Wallahi, there's so many things to invest in. Yeah, Like, and I would say invest your time and the knowledge you take from here back home. Because deep it, how can we literally do over there?
Everything.
You want to be a doctor?
Trust me.
The same Adam woman that's cussing me out, you're the way you're safe. Well, I'd be like, I'd rather go home and give them my experience. Well, I know the person is saying, well, I'll come, so well, I'll show you, I'm not going to get discriminated for who that I am. Do you get me? Right now, I'm out. I paid $9,000. I didn't pay $9,000, and then how good you didn't think he didn't saw earlier. I'm going back home and giving to Silani.
That's the system. Trust me. I was telling Abokor Imke, Imke, what do we get? Like 5-6k views week. So if we've done this in Hargeisa now, and then we got Somali artists just sitting there, we would be getting hundreds.
That's what I wanted to do.
Hundreds. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to
music. Bro, you're part of you. You'll kill it.
I thought this summertime, Hassan, go there. You know Somali artists. You pretty much know you. I went to Aras.
I'm telling you, you get hundreds of K's, bro.
Hundreds of K's.
I went to a finance Aras, I swear, all the finance knew me and I don't know what I in a YouTube can't figure to myself, Hassan.
You made
all
it.
All I saw was ching, ching, ching. Listen.
I think I heard the artist car. I'm telling you, if I was Steve, bro, that would be your lane.
That's your lane still.
This one.
That was the question.
We didn't even say it, and we actually went
into it. Segued into that.
Trust me.
That was the question still. There's a lot of unstable things happening in the West. Should Somali people in the West just move back home?
Even if
they have to start from scratch again.
Like, you know, MK Digi, so.
The first thing I said to you.
Hadad.
Finesse these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Finesse him.
You can play the game.
Boris Uchoga, like this, a kakad. Look, if you go into Hagbed 1 year, think about it. Anyone could do that. Okay? You take 6 bags. 6 times 5, you're on 30 bags in 5 years. You stay here for 10 years, bro. I know what I still remember 2010.
I still remember 2010.
It goes like that.
That's
10
quick.
Years, you could save 70, 80 bags. That's enough for you to go back home, start a business, be living life, and add it in your set. How can you call it for your jabs, your bar support? That's what I'm doing. I'm leaving. You're going to see me every 5 years or 10 years when you know that 3 months before my bash is going to expire. How come?
The COVID passport. You know, COVID passport is serious, fam.
You know what it is? I never thought of taking it. But do you know what it is? I'm a diabetic, so they've been begging me for months.
Okay.
I take insulin, so I've been taking for months. I'm not gonna psychologically in Africa, but I'm Somali and the whole year with the Let's say from November till now, I'll be like, nah, and then wallahi, recently, I'm seeing so many deaths and I'm getting paranoid. They closed it last Thursday.
Okay.
So no one can go in.
Ragbadan knockout. Like, you know, my lady, Mutulashi Mirfishka. Nishi Beli, look at it. Ragbar Fandia, next week, I'll go to Kihago Kosurdent.
No way.
Kosurdent. COVID. Because these guys, they've been chewing for fucking 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
They've been eating. You get it, fam? Do you know what I'm saying? They don't care, take it out of us. When COVID hits them, and they're like 40, 50 years old. And when the COVID hits them, Do you know what I'm saying? Because the people are dying, they're like, above 45, 50.
Ah, like in that country, it's all a dynamic from here that took it there, man.
Yeah.
It is.
That's what
there was a big wave of people that went back.
100%.
December times.
Yeah, till now.
Not even that.
Last summer. Last summer when COVID started. Remember everyone went.
Did people leave them tired?
Did they? That's when everyone left.
My granddad lost.
That's when everyone left.
April. Last year, it's going to be a year he's been gone, innit?
Okay.
They had, there was no flights for a good 2 months. There was one flight. He paid back something for that flight. Passport got to the right. He went ahead, guys. He chucked the passport. He said, I'm not coming back to this country.
Trust me, lockdown was tough.
COVID, those 2 months was enough for him to see life here. Okay. He said, He said, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You give her, giving me food, that's it. It's true.
But now it's showing the precautions. Because his deaths have gone down now. It's showing all that precaution.
It paid, where?
No, in the UK.
Why haven't deaths gone down, bro? No. Majority of the countries either died or they've had the coronavirus. Of course it's going to go down. Once you've had the virus, you're not going to have it again.
What was it? The no taste, no smell. Yeah. Whoever got that, you had COVID.
Alhamdulillah, like, you had COVID.
I had this. No, we had the no taste, no smell.
It happened to you?
Yeah, this is April last year.
Okay,
let's calm down. No. April. I think I had the throat. Like the dry, tickly bit. I don't know if it was a symptom.
That's the hergab. Yeah. This hergab is still around.
Yeah.
Okay. Even my voice is like, it hurts right now. Like, it's not wahan. It's certain.
So, Imka, you can't get it because of the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, you can probably still get it, but
it'll fight it.
Probably your body's going
to
fight it.
Yeah. It knows how to fight it now. That's what they'll put the dead cell in.
It's still going to be.
My sister took it as well. She took the vaccine because she's in the NHS.
You don't get sick. Not everyone gets. Some people don't get sick.
Okay.
Some people just feel tired, sleepy.
You
won't get corona symptoms like that.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm not gonna lie. If I have to fly, I don't call it.
It's probably it's most likely.
I'm gonna go.
I wanna go this summer. I'm myself. I want to go to Hargeisa.
Yeah.
So you have to. I'm not going to be stupid enough to go to Hargeisa. I know there's nothing there. Don't be offensive. They've got doctors and everything over there, but the doctors that are there is not people. Now, in 10 years in the future, if I'm going to go back home and I see it's all people who are back home, I'll be so happy to settle back home. I want to see us a lot there to make me feel comfortable. So I know, I need to go to hospital. I've got professionals just like them people. Do you get me?
We need to start a fish and chips go home movement.
Fish
and chips go home.
I'll tell you, fam.
You get me coming from? It's just little things. It's
The reason why I asked that question, you know, the question we was asking, because you know what, Hanidi, right now, just say if someone that's, you know, wants to just move back, but that person might not have savings or this and that, but he just wants to go back home. If he goes back home, just say he's got a little 5-10 bags or something. Or something there, you know, something to give him a paycheck every month or pay for his bills. That's the people I'm talking. Even if you don't have, would you still go back or would you prefer to wait till you're financially stable to go back?
I'm being honest with you. You need to understand.
Yeah.
Dunya is a big place. The economy in Somalia is not the same as the economy here. You're going to make 10 times more over here. Like I said, the opportunities. I'm not saying that Somalia is not booming, but it's booming. Hargeisa is beautiful at the moment. It's a place I want to be. But I know for me to be in that country in a stable mind, happy financial stability and everything, you have to grind here. You have to grind here. You know where I'm coming from?
Because the money you make,
If I never came here, you won't see me swagged out like this.
No.
But I'll be a completely different guy.
I'll
have 6 kids by now.
Yeah.
I'll probably be working at some random hawala. That's what I'm trying to say to me. That's not what I want. I want later on. Me, I've got mad businesses. Ideas. Mad ideas.
And there's so much missing from there.
I don't ever plan shit back here. I don't ever, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't ever plan anything for this country. I'm here to finesse.
That's the new one. That's the life of the day. We're here to finesse.
I'm here to finesse. Money, if you make, we make our money, then we cut. That's what I see. You get me?
Nah, that's
I'm here. Hoya literally flew from a war-torn country. They came here to give us a better life. We've had a better life. But when they mean better life, it's afimad. You have your jabs. Okay? Wahbarasha, if you're in university. And even if you get married, you can get married back home. If you get married, don't ever have the intention to sit or settle. I don't want to raise my kids here. I don't. You get me? Maybe the first five
I want to raise my kids there, but I want to be there to raise my kids there. Mm. I don't want to just send
yeah,
them back.
You don't want to be sending them back.
I don't want to send them back.
I will never, it doesn't matter even if it's my wife, I will never be anywhere without my wife and kids. If they're going to go to border school Qatar, I'm going to Qatar with you guys. We're staying there for 2 years.
Yeah,
coming back. Trust I'm not being missed because that's 2 years of your life I'm missing out on now.
Yeah. Literally.
You get me? Not only that, I don't know what these people are teaching you. Maybe I might not like it.
No, for real.
The values I taught you, you could lose in just 6 months of me being away.
Mm.
You could be learning the Quran and at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. Have you got anything coming up? Anything you want to promote?
Who, me? I told you. I'm slacking, man. One day, inshallah, man.
Yeah.
One day when I, is, when I, when I become like, saying that I'm going to be consistent, 100%. Like, if I say to you, I'm doing this, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not Ben Benishaga.
That's gangster.
Editing Umbahare. Editing Umbahare.
You know what? If someone can edit, shout me.
Yeah, 100%.
Shout me. You make it with me.
Trust me. That's the only thing. Malina, they've mukbang been somewhere in a vlog on
your channel. You guys had it already, innit?
Yeah.
Mama K's.
She come on the thing.
Banging. Sister's Kitchen is banging as well.
Sister's Kitchen?
Yeah, Sister's Kitchen.
I've had Sister's Kitchen, I've had Mama K's, I've had Uba Eats, I've had quite a lot of people.
These Kitchen is there.
Sister's Kitchen, hands down, the best lasagna I've ever tasted in my life. I don't care what anyone says to me.
I haven't tasted it. Is it the one with the flour?
Oh, you're missing out.
I used to go literally. I used to go to, that's my brother and sister, like my brother and his sister do, innit?
Yeah.
Mark and I used to go to take it just to, because their mom and they're like, their whole family, wow. You get it, fam? Chefs.
I'm not a hilib guy. I'm not a chicken guy. I'm not a meat guy. I prefer fish. You get me? Lacking. Mama K's Kitchen hot tub.
Yeah.
That just slapped.
Yeah.
It's different still.
It's different. It's got a different, It's not Somali, like what do you call it? Oriental Somali.
She gives you a bit of everything, but you know it's Somali.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
The Haniti makes.
Sukhar khair madar. Sukhar khair yar.
Have you tasted that cake and custard?
Oh my god. The lotus cake.
I thought I was back at school.
Allah, it was banging.
What is this? Girl was saying, brother, I was delivering. Don't even deliver. Brilliant, Allah. Somali people are doing bits. That's what I say to you. Look, they're doing bits. Even here. Opportunity lies. Look what they're doing.
No, for real.
They're starting food. If they just take these food things and take it back home, making a killing.
I've been making a killing.
It's the trouble of finding.
There's not a good infrastructure in that country.
It's the trouble of finding the ingredients and the this and the. My mum used to have my brother used to have a burger shop there or something. I remember.
Sometimes
do you know what I'm saying?
You need to be smart.
That's what you.
Hargeisa isn't closed.
Yeah.
It's not close to borders.
Yeah.
You can literally find a good business or make a contract.
Mm.
Potatoes, you have for a year's supply, is not going to cost you no more than what, 2-3 bags. It's vegetables. It's not a business, huge investment. But if you go somewhere smart, just think to yourself, what's the nearest country that's stable, that's not war torn, that's near Hargeisa or Somali or whatever? Oh, the Saudi. There's so many other countries around where you can get all this abundance of fruit and veg shipped to you weekly. You don't even have to rely on this government.
Yeah.
Get me? And still carry on with your business.
That's crazy stuff.
There's so many things that people can do.
There's too much opportunity there, man.
It's too much.
Yeah. Wallahi,
Fish billahi. And chips, go home. Hashtag that. Everywhere.
Hashtag that. Hey, at least I fucking cut this bit as well. The bit that I was like, cut that bit.
Yeah.
So boom, start from here. So guys, it's been a good one, man. My bro, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, comment, share, subscribe his channel as
well. All of that.
You know what I'm saying? And get us some of his followers. I'm not going to lift the leg. Subscribe.
Put after.
You get it? You know what I'm saying?
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, share, subscribe, everything.
Fish and chips. You guys are fish and chips too.
Come on. Most of them now. Watch it.
Fish and chips. How I hate, man.
Come on, man.
could you guys can listen to BK. That
kind you got your boy Bash.
It be him Bailani.
Hey. Your boy Books.
Hey.
Bow.
So, welcome guys again. It's your boy Bash. And you're on the 19th, was it 19th episode?
Nah, this is like 21.
No way. Fucking hell. Time flies. Anyway, guys, it's your boy Bash.
Your boy Books.
And we got a very, very special guest today. You get it? You get it? You got it be him. You get it? Man like Bailani. Yeah, boy. You get me, fam? This guy, mashallah, I've been watching his YouTube like for a while. So, like,
yeah, man.
Nah, this is my dog still. I'll be watching his thing. You get it? Shout out to Fortune as well. He's partner in crime.
Yeah, wallah.
You know what I'm saying? So, boy. It be him. Yes. You're here, man.
Alhamdulillah, wallahi.
Yeah, man.
Glad I'm here, wallahi.
Nah, thank you, bro. You get me? We've been wanting to get you on for time, but it's like, you get him every time. It's just
yeah, wallahi. No, you guys, mashallah, yeah. It's a good thing you guys can go on, wallahi. It's a podcast that can relate to a lot of people, wallahi. Mm. Mashallah, you're doing very well.
Nah, thank you, my brother, man. So, boy, I just want to ask you a couple of things, man. So, how did you get into YouTube, brother? Because your thing's been popping for a while
now. You know what? I never intended to do YouTube. Mm. It was never in my mind. So there was one day where I just had my Snapchat on my little social media. So must have done a video one day. I was just waffling, and then Marlowe M put it on there.
Okay,
went on there. Marlowe M went on there. Then Fortune saw it. Fortune hollered me from there.
Okay,
so it was never my intention ever to be on social media.
Wow. It just literally happened. Worked. Okay,
it just literally blew up.
What the? Is it a video when you? He's talking about a girl trying to meet you or something. I remember that.
Yeah.
Shout out Mollywood, fam. He busted.
Mollywood's been busting.
Did a lot of live that day. He literally came from there. From there, then Fortune hollered me. When Fortune hollered me, she was like, look, do you mind doing a collab? It wasn't even meant to be a thing where it would be constant.
Yeah.
Do you get me? It was one thing where we just did one video. And it banged.
Second
video, and then third, and then before you knew it, it just became glue. It was nothing that was never, it was never planned. You know what I mean? You didn't say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be on social media. I'm going to do this. It was never planned. It just literally happened.
Yeah. Nah, fuck for real.
That's good though.
That's good still. Like, so where do you want to take this? Are you going
to? Do you know what, guys? I'm being honest. I'm slacking when it comes to being consistent. I'm the worst. Guys, I'm theoretically good. Practical. I'm just the worst. I can give you the best idea.
I'm like that as well.
Make you millions. It's just effort.
Trust me.
Allah, do you know how many ideas I've got? The Hagbard idea we had. Bro, we had a Hagbard idea and that can make money.
It's just putting it into plan.
Yeah.
So I'm not consistent.
No, that's for real.
If I ever thought to myself, I've got ideas. Things that people don't do. I think to myself, if I did that on my channel, will it be like cater for Somalis and even fish and chippers like us?
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. It's just putting it into action. And that's where I slack. By far.
No, for real. I'm like that as well, bro. Like, I would have the best idea, bro. You might, and I'll forget about it. Sometimes I'll try and remember the idea and it'll be like, shit, what was it? You get it? The idea will be gone. And then you see someone do the same business. Fuck! You know what I'm saying?
I come with the most best ideas. Don't put it into plan.
No, for real, man.
Wallahi, that's why I slack. So if I put in effort into my social media, I'm just lazy, man.
Editing. You got Joe Wright here, top editor.
He's putting it together, bro.
You just have to send it to him. He send it back magic.
Yeah, how do you 10% cut? Yeah,
I'm hollering you. Take contacts.
Yeah, nah, for real.
What,
man,
do you do on your phone as well? You just...
I do have a camera, I do it on my phone.
Mm.
So, whichever one it is, like, you know, it is. Mesh and cut doorbell is not a problem.
Mm.
It's what you do after that.
Okay.
The video could be the best video in the world. Mm. I have to sit down after, download that,
rewatch it.
Watch it. I already know what I thought about.
Mm.
Imagine.
Yeah, wallah.
That's where it goes down for me.
Chelsea, no, for real. Like, that happens still.
It's the execution.
Yeah, wallah. Yeah. If I recruit someone today to do that for me, you guys see me on a red carpet.
Yeah, trust me.
Like, you could easily do, like, the way when I watch your videos, you could do, like, you know,
Presenting for
Somali artists, things like that. Shows, you know, when you see like a BK show coming, you could be the presenter guy.
You know what it is, alhamdulillah. The last time I went back home was 2003. I told you, no, Somali songs, people just listen to it, innit? I do my best to get the meanings behind it. If I don't understand stuff, like I say to Hoyo, Hoyo, what does that mean? She'll tell me what it is. I won't forget it.
I know, that's why I don't listen to Somali music. I never understand it. It's because the way they drag the words, they can pronounce
me, I'm like that, but on only some of it. But then when I listen, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what he means.
That's what I
say.
If you translate it to English, Allah is some GCSE stuff. That's some mad metaphors and bars.
The metaphors, you know, the indirect metaphors.
I didn't know that tune. Hore, yusso, oh. I didn't know what it meant. Go forward in life. And I'm like, yo, now I started blasting. Listening to Drake and all these people.
Like, look, I'm not going to fish and chips myself. I was born here. Believe me, I don't listen to rap that much, I'm going to be honest. I'm more of, if I heard it in Subway, I like it. It's the radio kind of songs, or maybe what's on social media. But I will never go out of my way to search for English songs, unless it's Kuwi Hore.
Like the R&B.
I will not have a clue. When I hear certain rappers died, I'm here searching. The latest one was, what's in Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
Didn't have a clue who he was. When Nipsey Hussle died,
That's real.
I didn't know who he was.
But that's his preference, guy.
If you drop me a Somali song today, I would know that Somali song.
That's sick, still.
It's just preference, yeah.
Who's your top three Somali artists? Since you're more of a Somali.
If I'm a Somali, I start to Abdi Hani. There's a guy.
Abdi Hani.
You know, Abdi Hani, all these people, there's no people. Like, you know the songs that bang, like Farih Iska, Farih Iska and all that stuff. They're good artists, but they're not the real songs, you get me? It's pretty much just Hedegaah, man. Abdi Hani, Mursal. BK, Mursal, all of them people.
I like Mursal still, he's hard.
I've heard of BK, but other than that, I don't know none of them.
But think about it, no kid that was born here knows anyone except for BK, Sultan Serrar.
They went mainstream.
They went at weddings. They're the ones you can find on iTunes.
If it's not on iTunes,
no one knows it.
Trust me, a lot of them ain't even on Spotify.
Nah, that's all real.
I
only think BK is on Spotify. BK.
That's Melka's still guy.
Yeah, Melka's. Even SoundCloud,
that's the Michael Jackson.
He's hard still. I like, you know him, Kawaha, Sob, Kere, Anshah. Anshah. He's hard.
He is, wallah.
Yeah, he's hard. He's coming out. Yeah, he's a good character as well. I was watching a podcast. He's in the middle, sitting in the middle, and then there's two other guys. It's Somali Al-Gusami.
It's more like a discussion.
It's a discussion. It's like, you know, vloggers. You know what you and Fortune do? It's like, sitting like this. Reason being is, these guys, what was I saying to you? The thing was out for 1 week and they got like almost 200K. Do you know what I'm saying?
How people watch.
Man would, literally, bro. I don't think we would even reach that 1 week, 200K.
Every single Friday.
Yeah.
The Somali Rewired comes out. The one that used to be called Kafi Kaladari. It comes out every Friday and it's 45 minutes long. After they made a killing on that, started a new one called Hucha. I'm on the 49th episode with Hoya. From one Friday to the next Friday, over 200k views.
You're the one last Ramadan.
Single Friday.
And what are they doing?
It's just part one, and you just carry on. It's literally, imagine you extend this part.
It's literally.
It's like a story.
And you know what's sick about their acting? I think it's improv. I don't even think they improv.
You know what it is? They didn't even have our technology. They have our cameras and everything. they were
writing, you know, taking basic, words. Oh, I mentioned to yeah.
Little, I wrote them against that. Taking costumes, they take a Halloween party, yeah. Make that into a police officer costume. Happy set of a soccer. Like,
yeah.
Slap a computer on there. Yeah. A police officer is wearing a suit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? It works.
It works.
I enjoy watching.
And then they get the views. Come on, that would be good. Still. Views come on, that each episode. You know what's it? Duck and Million Magalo. That one.
Which one's that one?
What's the halaq? Something Duck and Million Magalo. The one at the Kenny. All of the culture, and then they coming from the me. And then Megalade Manayan, have you seen that one?
Nah.
You have to, bro. Mm. That one is hard. Ras Ramadan and Dawn Chile. Bro, every episode is getting 250k.
Me and Megalade.
Yeah, me and
Megalade.
Yeah, last Ramadan. Yeah. Ramadan, yeah.
When you said that, yeah. I was like, yes.
Yeah. It used to come on, I think, just before the Afur. And what, every day.
The family together.
Mm.
Brother, wallahi, don't ever think it doesn't.
Mm.
Wallahi, I didn't even know it was coming on. Why is Kafari there? See, I don't know what I'm saying. So, what's Kafari there? I carry on with it. It bangs, wallahi.
That's good. At least they got some content they're throwing out there.
I guess they're
going to. They've got stuff that are an everyday life in there.
Yeah.
They've got drug abuse, killing, and everything, all in the Somali.
And what is it, like a show?
It's
like
a show.
Okay.
It's not quality good there, obviously. It's not,
nothing like what your average show. You can literally tell this person just filmed it. The scene.
Yeah, the scene.
Dead acting, but it's just their Somali nima. The way they speak, the way they act is good. It's just when you deep the settings is what lets it down. But if they had the right props, they'd make a killing.
They need a production company.
They need investment, these people.
Wallahi,
like sets in Lord of the Souls. You know, one of them ones. And proper camera work.
They would kill it. They would kill it.
Look at that one. Even them. Do you know
that?
People like us wouldn't be watching.
They didn't have shows. They had one show. I remember there was a show that they used to watch.
Oh, Asi. The voiceover.
What's
that? The Turkish guy.
You know the Turkish?
Yeah.
It's literally
five
different. It's the worst.
It's the funniest thing.
Oh, nigga, go 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 child.
Oh my god.
They literally went up in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
They can make a killing, they invested in it.
No, 100%.
Well, that's the idea we can't sleep on.
Trademark! Trademark! What would they give it together? What would they give it together? I swear that if they had a good couple million production, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With sets, with camera work, you get it. Get some fucking people from here, you know, these white guys that do the prop art.
Yeah.
Trust me, fam.
They need that proper
film school. Even had to look at this film school.
Yeah, well, like,
we're teaching them proper acting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, like, they don't have nothing to do with artistry. Anyone can become a
singer.
There's no
anybody.
Art.
Yeah,
there's anyone not, can. But
the art thing is not
today.
Really.
I don't want to take a South Korean and listen to me. Hasman Saudi are so the Hasman. You're in the studio. You record it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
That's good. That's good. And there's not too many like critics that they have
the good thing about Somali is you have an opportunity to do anything.
Mm.
You don't have to be qualified or have a voice to do this or act to do this.
Okay,
looks will get you somewhere.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. But it's equal opportunity. No one's going to be able to do something that you can't. No.
That's good. That's the good thing about the country, though.
Nah, that's wicked stuff.
Nothing you can do back here that person can't do. He wants to be a singer, my nigga. Go to the
studio. It's stereo.
But we ask people, like our new guests, every time they come on the show, if you could be a movie character and the movie's in.
Into
the
movie.
One guest, I finally get it ready.
Yeah.
I like you having it with my one though.
Okay, good.
I don't go after the film actor because the movie they're in
or
the character they played.
Yeah.
I just like the actual person because Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Okay.
But he'll always be Harry Potter to me.
Okay. Yes.
It's like
Frodo would always be Frodo to me. Mm. Even if he does other movies.
Hermione's in different. Hermione. You get me? It's about what happens.
It's like Ross Kemp, he's always been Grunt.
Phil's Phil, fam.
He's not, I don't know.
I don't care.
That's a good point, you know.
See you on the Phil.
Yeah,
the character outgrows the actor.
The actor person.
Tracy Beaker. One arkay. Ilahe ma kasi Tracy ma bhi hiye.
Oh, you only you laugh.
Danny Hammer.
Yeah. Danny's so.
I can't dig Danny. Tracy. I don't know how to get him. Allah bilah. So I know you as. But I'd be Chris Tucker. I like Chris Tucker.
Well,
like,
that's
it. I love the guy.
What about the movie? Did you say he's famous?
Russia. Oh, Russia. 100%. Yeah.
That's the classic.
That's what made me this
number one, two, or three.
You know what it is? That's a sticky one.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard one as well.
I think number one is
number
the best.
Number three is out of the park. I think it's one and two.
It's one and two. Actually, two was good, you know. It's the one when they're in Las Vegas, isn't it?
In Hollywood.
No, in Hong Kong. Hong Kong. And then they go Las Vegas or something.
Then they go Las Vegas.
What's the one that went in France? That's three, isn't it?
That's three. The French
one. That one was dead.
Yeah, that
one
was dead.
That was, yeah.
The first one is when they met is the one I like.
Yes. Number one. I think about number one. Don't ever touch a black man radio, boy.
Yeah.
I love Rush Hour. Nah, he's a joker. Just like a character.
Big time.
But he stopped. I feel like...
Huh? I ain't seen him in time.
Nah, he's...
I've seen him a long time. No. Still a legend to me. One thing I saw behind Chris.
Allah.
I don't care. He's lit.
When did you start YouTube though? What was the actual time?
You know what it was? It was December 2019 or November 2019 when I went on that Mali World End thing.
That's not long ago.
Yeah,
not but then you've got a big... How much followers you got now? You got over 100 now, innit?
On YouTube. I've got like 10 videos up. I'm on like... I think it's 50, 60k subscribers.
That's big still.
And I don't really put in time at all.
Your views get to like 100.
Yeah, but I'll put up one video, two videos a month.
Allah, you need to put content out there, fam.
Fartoon is busy though, isn't it?
She's got work.
She needs to be a life coach.
Yeah.
I told her, you're a life coach. That girl tells me, Hassan, listen, you need to. Every video on Sosari. Like, wallahi, there's not been one video I don't go Sosari by myself. She's the only behind the scenes. You need to release it today.
Yeah.
What's my choice?
No, that's good.
I thought she would make you put in the work.
She's active.
Yeah, you have to be very consistent.
Or it's not going to work.
Well, we love it, bam. I think we didn't post for about a month or something.
No, we didn't post for like 2 weeks.
No, it was
a
month or
something. The views
were going down. It's gone down now.
Because we were doing it every Saturday.
Bam, bam, boom,
post the postable. And I think 2 weeks we missed. Posted and then missed another week. That's what.
That's what happened. And then it just
went. And then it just started going.
See.
But now it's climbing back up slowly.
It will literally. If you don't be consistent, I could have 100k views this week and I could take 2 weeks off and I'm not going to get more than 36k. You lost 70k views. So because that person was expecting to see you again, you have to make them search your name. You get me? A person dies, you remember them for literally, but let's be honest, for the first until nothing.
First
that,
couple days,
pop into your head.
We were saying it on the thingy, on the show. Like someone will die. Soon as Makabri, like I talk about everyone, restaurant cover is coming. Everyone's eating normally. At the Kofkan Laba, Tanstana, throw Shella Tana with the screen. That person's gone.
But it is. Be honest, Imkada, you just died. You know, all the mandam are going to the Makahi after.
Trust me. That's why.
It makes sense.
You gotta trust me, fam. Make the most of it.
You gotta leave your stamp,
You gotta leave your stamp.
Because more time, people, they would feel more bad about their celebrities dying rather than someone they know.
Yeah, they're mourning. They're posting.
There was people that were crying over Pop Smoke dying.
Cross can't lie, I had to do a Google search.
Yeah.
I had to do a Google search. Well, I didn't know who that was. Had to see someone who heard it after he died. I didn't even know who. It's weird. I'm always wrong, but I'm nervous, right? That's the only song that came out and I slapped. That came out called Dintema Maklai. Into Nola, what happened?
It wasn't even.
No one was literally. How come I didn't hear that when he was alive?
Dior was big. I'm saying that was the proper one that got
that was
him
a landmark.
That one was big still.
Yeah.
For real, should we get into these topics though? Woo! Hey, say it's on your phone, isn't it? I think. Yeah. Mention him Kulana, sir.
Yeah. All right, number one, Wiggler.
Yeah, straight to the deep end.
All right, do you lot think there's anything wrong with stealing a good woman from a man or a man from a careless partner? So stealing someone from a careless partner.
I'll take your bitch. That's tough, man. Listen, fam. You know what? If I'm feeling her, that person, Imika, I'm not speaking when I was single. Okay.
Yeah, everyone was speaking when single.
Just if I'm feeling her, then boy, and you can see this guy probably
mistreating her.
Doing his thing, smashing, cheating, and I'm not too close to the person, the other guy. Like, I just know him. Hell yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't care. And you can see Kofkun and Kofi. But imagine how Kofkun and Kofi.
Is the person married?
Oh, that's
married or no married?
But this makes everything different.
Yeah.
Because look, I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're not marrying this person or you don't have intention to marry this person or you're Ismad Mehersan, I'm sorry, you're single.
It's a waste of time.
You're single. You're single. I can move to you. But today, if that same question was asked me and I saw it was a married woman and I'm feeling her and it was her husband, nah, I'm not getting involved. It's not my boy. I don't care how.
I think she's got to do that to then come to you.
If it's your,
she's got to deal with that situation. Yeah. I don't know, marriage, actually, I would never do marriage.
You know why I wouldn't do a marriage? You need to be smart, guys. Marcora, she went after this guy. You married this guy. You obviously saw something in him for you to marry him. If you're going through a little sticky patch and he's cheating you off, was he cheating you off in the beginning? Nah, he was treating you nicely at the beginning. So that might come along, have faith. But it's nothing to do with me. I know how fucked up my girl.
And a lot of times it's like, you never know why he's doing that. Maybe Do you know what I'm saying? He saw some texts on her. You get it? You never know.
Like, and that's what I'm trying to say. That could be something you can work on. But if you're single, Manta, and you say, oh yeah, I'm chatting to someone, or if it's different, if you say to me, I'm engaged, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
I'm not getting involved between that.
Engaged?
Engaged. Like,
I'm getting married to the person.
Or even if they say, I want to get married to a person, this guy come to your dad.
You know my daughter, we belong together. You know, from Prison Break. So bad.
You have to think. Because it's a good question.
Yeah.
But in what aspect? It got something to do with marriage. You get me? Lekin. If you're saying I have a boyfriend, you don't have a boyfriend. You're single and you speak to a guy. There's a difference.
That's true. There's no boyfriend girlfriend talk. I don't believe that.
Trust me.
Me, if
literally.
I go speak to a girl today, I intend. Wallahi. Girls are complicated, man.
Yeah. 100%.
I'd rather deal with the one. If Anagiyanatas is famine, okay. I'll speak to the next one. Lekin I can't do it two in one time or three in one time. Afar balugu benay yes, like an habat badi kara.
I couldn't do two. You know,
I couldn't.
It's a headache.
You can't. You won't even be able to love them as much as you actually want to love them because there's other people in there.
And you know, there's actually niggas who. Afar good, sir.
Yeah.
The same country.
Yeah.
There's an agency in East London that will find you a second wife. I'm not even capping, fam.
Sister wives been home here. Sister wives.
Bro, sister, that's my sister wife. That's bad.
It's not just about marriage. Bro. We're all men out here. Okay. There's things that happen in a marriage. Four people. But you have to be active.
Yeah.
You got to be slightly cold as well.
You don't need to be in the gym.
You got to be cold.
Yeah.
You can't be a nice guy, dude.
Not to any of them. You gotta be the same as well.
If you bring a can of beans to that one, I said have a can of beans.
Trust me.
You just think with that one, you have to do with the rest. I ain't got energy, brother.
Wallahi, that's true.
I ain't got energy. Wallahi. One is a headache, bro. Think about it.
It's a headache.
Imagine having two or
Imagine the telephone call. I get choked at. Two, three times.
The nigga that does is a boss.
Yeah, he's a boss. He's mentally strong. Well, even strong,
if you maintain it, to keep it and keep going. No. 100%,
he's a boss.
I should know he in the
That's what I'm trying to say. There's certain things you have to be. Yeah. On average, bro, let's be honest, it's just 3 times a week, you got 4 wives. Yeah. It's 12 times a week, my nigga.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not involved. That's a gym pass. That's a gym pass. Yeah. I have a gym now, bro. I don't go to the gym now. I don't know what to do. Think about it.
Entertaining all of them. They got to be independent. Like, very independent.
Very independent. Yeah. And all she wants from you is maybe some wood. And then you get me.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even that wood, you have to go to another one.
And then give that one wood.
Stamina. You need the stamina.
You know what? You have to deep.
Sometimes I just want to sleep. I just want
to
sleep today.
You might be thinking to yourself, yeah, man, I've got all this pussy. It's not about that, bro. It's energy, man.
Trust me.
I don't even send 12 texts in a week. Let alone. Bro, come on.
Because they all want the attention, the love, the whatever you're doing.
100%. And imagine going home to 3 kids and then 2. I'm going to get Magayaha wrong.
Imagine that. Imagine from the wife's point of view, so you're getting them wrong. Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, you're calling this one that name. She's going to think, Allah, Mimla Tasu Chali. Do you know one of them ones?
It's true, Allah.
Mimla Tasu Chali.
Hergaisu Gayitas, I'm not going to make
Oh, shalmat asubar wuk. Hagat kis.
You take one to Hajj, you take another the rest of the time to Hajj.
That's what I'm saying. It's a shift.
She has to be, like you said, mid-independent, or she's got her finger on her. Do you know what I'm saying? Because imagine that. Adiga amal kaadigtay. Bismillah. Waxa ku dhacay stroke, fam.
Yeah,
you're not gonna move anymore.
It's true, Allah, but it's just the karma.
Okay, no. So getting back to the question, me at Khalilhead.
If it was, if it,
right, girlfriend boyfriend, what Khalilhead?
I don't believe in boyfriend girlfriend. Yeah. So you, there's that whole entire theory all bedding tight because he's not your man. So that doesn't exist to me. Even if he's treating you bad now, man, that's a male treating you bad. Okay, why are you accepting he's not your husband?
That's until what he's basically muhram.
Tell you, he's literally a muhram who's gone to your dad and said, look. In the other one, Rabbah, or you know, you're talking, or he's gone to your dad, and the marriage come out, I will not go near you. Not my problem. You married this guy.
What if they haven't been married yet, though?
Still. What do you mean by that? Like, in other like words,
imagine they come to the other one, and now they're planning to get married. Do you know what I'm saying? But then he's, you get it, he's probably delaying. He said, you get it, fam.
I still take the L.
Yeah?
I'll still take the L. Yeah, man. And I'll still take the L.
I think it depends on how much you feel in her still.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just might be lusting for her. Do you know what I'm saying? You might be thinking, ooh, that's the one that got away. I just want to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then, if you really feeling her,
then
you
if
think,
the guy,
oh,
I don't know, the guy, is she
then if she got away once, and you handled it,
it should be. I'm not going to chase.
Do you want issues with another guy? I'm not going for that.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
People take it to that.
I've never got into that type of situation. I've been the one to be like,
You know what I'm saying?
Even
if you're proper feeding this girl, you have to deeper. You know what, you're the woman here. I can't force you to marry me or be with me.
Yeah.
So if you're leaving this guy and you want to be with me, it's your choice. You know I'm feeling you. Okay, cool. Like, and it's your choice. I'll never steal him.
Like you would have said,
if you're feeling me and you see good characteristics from me and you're seeing this guy is a dickhead, I think I'm not going to say no. No matter what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I'll never steal another person from another person. That's wrong. If you're married, well, the shakalas is just gone. I'll never come near you. Like you said, you be thinking this is the one that got away.
Yeah.
She got away once, my nigga. She got. You handled it. She can get away twice and you can handle it.
That's true.
So that brings me on to the next one, though. Next topic.
Yeah.
So when it comes to finding a partner, for people who are finding a partner, is it better to stick with like the roots you know?
Yeah.
Or thingy, or like going for anyone you feel?
Stick to the roots or going for...
Sticking to your roots.
Basically being Somali.
Yeah, being Somali. Or just going for anyone.
I think it's better, first of all, for the family. Family-wise, it's better.
That's true. You get it? Yeah.
But sometimes that, just say that Asian girl, Arab girl, white girl might treat you way better than an understop. You get it, fam? Might love you or treat you way better than God, Somalia. Do you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, qofka Somali wuxuu ku fiican yahay waa qof aad si kastaba isu fahmaysaan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a lie.
Yeah. No, no, in terms of culture.
In terms of culture.
Culture, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No.
No other way. No other way.
We gotta open that door up.
Your mum goes to a wedding, wears a dirak, so do you. That's it. That's all you share. Everything else after that, another girl from a different culture can do. She can love you just as much, she can cook for you just as much, she can have your kids for like, you and treat you better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Never in your life. I'm sorry, I'm with a maklis on all of you guys.
Yeah.
I don't care who he has.
Yeah.
Don't ever settle for your roots just because it's your roots. Never. Never settle for just your roots, okay? If you're feeding the girl, it's a girl. Remember what you just said, it's a girl. If you're feeding a Somali girl, it's a different thing. She's still a girl. You know where I'm coming from?
So how about the females that go for the Achinebis now?
Knock yourself out, Walalo. The only thing that I would say that's peak about that is there's nothing wrong with it. If you're feeding that person, it's a human being. As long as that person has their deen, I don't care. Lakin, the only thing you need to be smart about, and I'm not one to really give a crap, but you need to be honest, no one claims anyone who's half Somali, half something, unless the male is called Saran. You knew Maya Chama before, she's half Somali.
Yeah.
If she wasn't doing anything, it wouldn't have been.
Mashallah, he was always in the Somali community. But before that, every Adan person now knows him.
Yeah.
As a Somali, you have to be honest with yourself. No one knows a Somali person unless the male is called Saran. And that's with every Somali. So you need to know now, if you have a kid that's Ajinabi, when you go back home, they're going to be treated different, whether you like it or not. Yeah, whether if the dad is Somali and Inankasi is heavily, it's almost as almost where they can be. And the mum's both ways. If it's not a full Somali, Somali will look at it different.
No
different way about it. But
that's real still. It's like one of my brethren, if you come on the show, Chinks, he's married to a non-Somali. Don't mean to get it to his person, but they've been married for you get it, fam? They've got a beautiful marriage. Do you know what I'm saying, fam? And it's like, if you get it, fam, if you can, if that worked for him, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it can work for
everyone.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's true.
There's nothing. That's true. She can cook the breeze and pasta, whatever.
YouTube
can
kill it.
Everything that she can do, she can do. She's just not Somali. Okay, she could even have the same skin tone Somali, just might not be Somali.
It would just be received different from your family, though. They're gonna just receive it.
To be honest with you, we all came here what they're expecting. Or you came here, every Somali mum goes and learns Esau.
Yeah.
Come on. Why are you learning Esau to get along with people in the country? Who's not Somali? We're not all Somali in this country. We're not like back home where your next door neighbor and 100% of the population is Somali.
I think Hassan's got a little Natalie on the side.
You know what I'm saying? I will never marry anyone who's not Somali. And I'm being honest. That's not because there's anything wrong with it, it's just my preference. It's just my preference.
It's just your preference.
I find Somali girls attractive. You get me? I find Somali girls attractive. Don't get me wrong, thinking these Nigerians, I don't give a shit. A girl's pretty, she's beautiful. But as a wife, ideally, I always want to have kids who are fully Somali. I want with duck and cast, you get me? It's just my choice. How I want it. But if my nigga wants to go marry a mixed race, my nigga, sort of. What's the difference between my kid and your kid? Created the same way, same heart, everything. You just chose that person, I chose this person.
Mixed one.
You get me?
That's true still. You're looking at it in a good way still.
You have preferences. But your preference is your preference. That's not you saying go for roots and everything. Me, if I had a different way, I could go. I could probably date in an Araba. I don't see myself marrying her. But who knows in the future if I get to know an Arab person. I proper know her. I'm not stopping for Hoyo no one.
Trust me,
love is a strong force.